Hello, my name is Rain Davis. I am your host, and today we will be talking about Romeo and Juliet. I am here today with a very special guest, Sarah Brunton.
Hi, Rain. I'm so honored to be here on your show today.
Sarah, we all know you know this play by heart. Today we will be talking about Romeo and Juliet, but more specifically, the theme of love in it.
Ooh, how interesting.
My first question to you is what you think about Romeo and Juliet's romantic relationship. Do you think their love for each other became stronger as the play progressed?
When Romeo and Juliet met each other, it was love at first sight. But they knew it would be extremely difficult to be together as their families were rivals. Juliet was a Capulet and Romeo was a Montague. But they fought for their love, making their relationship stronger and stronger. They knew they had each other's backs and they would literally die for each other.
I completely agree. All the obstacles in between made the relationship such a strong one. Okay, moving on to why do you think they fell for each other?
I believe that they fell in love so quickly because of the fact that Romeo was trying to move on from Rosalind, and meeting Juliet was almost a way to forget about her. Juliet felt pressure from her parents to marry Paris, so when she met Romeo, she felt an instant connection she didn't feel with most people, including her parents. They both had problems in their lives, but they weren't sure how to fix them. But when they met each other, they forgot about their problems. They both knew it was love at first sight, and it wasn't unacquainted love for either person.
Why do you think that love is such an important aspect in this play?
Love is the most important aspect in Romeo and Juliet, in my opinion, because the whole play is based on how Romeo and Juliet are in love, even though it's wrong and forbidden in their families. Yes, there's a lot of tragedy in this play. Everything happens because of the fact Romeo and Juliet are in love, and they are rebelling against their families. In a way, being together helped Romeo and Juliet. Romeo is struggling with heartbreak, and Juliet felt pressure from her parents as she was told she had to marry Paris. They found ways to be together, and they even got married, as their love was so strong. But obviously, happiness can never last for long. Juliet planned to run away with Romeo. She was to drink an antidote that would make her appear dead for 48 hours. When she was to wake up, Romeo would be there, and they would leave Verona and live happily ever after. Unfortunately, Romeo was not notified of the plan, as a letter failed to get to him. This resulted in him thinking Juliet was dead. He loved Juliet with all of his heart, as if he could not possibly live without her. So he went back to Verona, bought some poison, went to the tomb where Juliet lied, and killed himself. There he laid next to Juliet. Seconds later, Juliet wakes up and finds out that the love of her life is now dead. She can't possibly imagine a world without him, and she believed they were destined to be together, so she kills herself with Romeo's dagger.
What a spoonful of info. Well, I think we should call that a wrap. Thank you so much for coming here today.